Welcome back. This is Adrian Kennedy live from Dublin with FM 104's phone show. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books should be banned from all public schools in Georgia, according to this woman, because they promote witchcraft. Laura Mallory brought the case to the state's Board of Education hearing, decided to keep Harry Potter books on the library shelves. The mother told the hearing that Rowling's books encourage children to perform spells. She said, "When my children are at school, I'm trusting them to the teachers and that school. They are my most precious things in the entire world to me. I surely don't want them indoctrinated into a religion whose practices are evil." And then somebody else went on to say, "When you start removing books and access to ideas, you would pretty soon have no use for a media centre in a school." Now, a guy's been on this programme before, from Evangelical Outreach, is Dan Corner. Dan, good evening to you.
Good evening, Adrian. It's good to be with you again.
Nice to talk to you again, Dan. Dan, Harry Potter. What's the problem here?
Well, the problem is he became very, very popular, and as he increased in popularity, Wicca, which is a religion, a false religion, has spread. It's one of the fastest growing religions in the UK. You probably know about that. It's very popular over here in the United States as well, if not the fastest growing one. Consequently, we got a very serious problem in light of what the Bible says about witchcraft and sorcery and the like. The Bible could not be more clear as to say people that practice the magic arts will be thrown into the lake of fire. So along with 100 million copies of these Harry Potter books that's been translated in about 47 different languages, there's the books and the movies and all the paraphernalia, the puppets and the paintings, the blankets and even socks. All kind of people have been desensitized regarding this issue of witchcraft, and they think it's nothing but some kind of mere fantasy, something harmless, and this is the
isn't it just something harmless, Dan, that it's only make-believe? We can't go around flying on brooms and doing the spells that Harry Potter does. It's just fantasy.
Oh, is it really? They cast spells. And if you would do some research on the author, she got at least one-third of the contents of all her writings from occultic, druid, Wiccan, pagan sources. So it's accurate to witchcraft. And these kids are being taught visualization, blood sacrifice, as I said, the casting of the spells, etc., things that are very popular in our society and things that are condemned in Scripture. This is really the bottom line. It's not what I think. It's not what you think. It's not what somebody else thinks. It's what does God say, and the Bible tells us what God says about this. It's condemned. We should have absolutely nothing to do with it. In fact, not only is it a condemned issue, this will damn people to the lake of fire. They can get forgiven, but you need to turn away from this. You need to get rid of the Harry Potter books and turn to God.
It'll damn people to the lake of fire because they went to see Harry Potter.
No, I didn't say that. I said people that get involved in witchcraft, which Harry Potter will promote. It will promote witchcraft and these practices. It makes it look okay. It makes it look fun. It's a way to control the circumstances. It's a way to see into the future and take vengeance. And all of these kinds of things are wrong. This is not what the Bible says a Christian should pursue. And, of course, a lot of people, they don't even have a hint. They don't have a clue what Christianity is and why they should be a Christian. They don't even believe in Jesus, even though they say they do. They don't really believe in him. So we get a very serious problem.
Obviously, you know, with a discussion like this, as you're well aware, it's a huge movie in the United States. It's a huge movie here. The latest in the Harry Potter series. Are you saying that people are all being led down the wrong path by following this?
That's absolutely right. What we have here is something that is black and ugly and sinister and evil and is right from the pit of hell, and it has been portrayed as something good and okay and harmless.
Have you watched the movies, Dan?
No, I don't need to. I know it's connected with witchcraft, and he himself was a wizard. So really, I mean, let's face it, how much further do you have to go than that?
Okay, so you think that if parents are trying to bring their children up as Christians, basically, be whatever shade that may be, they shouldn't be encouraging them and queuing up at cinemas to go and watch this movie?
What they should be doing is teaching the message of the Bible. The Bible tells us, among other things, that we're to have no fellowship with the works of darkness, but rather expose them. And that's exactly what Harry Potter is. Harry Potter is evil. It's witchcraft. It's something that is condemned by Almighty God. People that are drunkards and the sexually immoral, along with people that practice the magic arts, will be damned unless they repent. This is very serious. This is nothing to take lightly. I know they're looking at this movie. There's all kind of exciting things going on with the music and the scenes and the special effects. But folks, there's a message being conveyed behind all that, and it's not a good message. It's not a wholesome message. It's something that will hurt people's souls. Their most valuable possession is their soul, and it's going to be defiled and hurt. And even people that have salvation, if they would turn to that, even innocently, they could lose their salvation and get back on the road to hell again because of Harry Potter and the witchcraft it's associated with.
Do you not think that children and adults, because a lot of adults like the Harry Potter films and books, do you not think they're able to differentiate between make-believe and, you know, the sinister occult?
Well, certainly some can, but I don't believe all of them can. This especially appeals to the teens and the preteens. So very young children know about this. In fact, almost all young people know about Harry Potter. You can't even go in a Walmart. I don't know if there are Walmarts over in your part of the world or not. Over here, they certainly are popular. And there's all kind of Harry Potter paraphernalia all over the place. This is sad. This is horrible. But I want to say this, and this is very important. It's an actual fulfillment of what the Bible says will occur. In Matthew 24:12, the Bible says that wickedness will increase. And since this is wicked, it has increased. It's a fulfillment of what Jesus said would happen at the end of this age. And listen to this, Adrian, in Revelation 9:21. One of the predominant sins of the last age, preceding the return of the Lord Jesus Christ bodily, we find out that those that practice the magic arts will be very, very popular. And this thing really exploded since Harry Potter has been popularized and he's been made into an idol. It's that simple.
Okay, now he has been made into an idol, but again, in a make-believe world, in a make-believe school, on the silver screen.
Well, maybe it's more than just the silver screen. Certainly there as well. But in people's minds, these children, they see this and they want that. They want that power. They want that excitement. This looks good. I mean, after all, their life has been kind of boring, and they see somebody flying through the air on a broomstick, and they see him doing other things and controlling people and events. And here, Harry Potter, besides being a wizard, and you don't have to go any further than that, this is a man that lies, he steals, he's rebellious, he's immoral, he's an ungodly person. So if you would forget about him being involved in witchcraft, this is no role model for anyone, especially young children, and that's exactly the audience that Harry Potter appeals to.
But my understanding, and I have to be honest, I've only seen the first two movies, but my understanding of the whole, you know, thesis of Harry Potter is that good always overcomes evil. Surely that's a good message.
Well, that's white witchcraft. He's trying to do that, but at the same point in time, taking vengeance is not a good message, is it? Being a liar and stealing is not a good message. He's supposed to be overcoming evil, fighting the dark forces, but look what he's doing. He's using something that's condemned. He's using witchcraft, something that is an abomination according to the Word of God. Listen to this, Adrian. You tell me, what could be more clear than this? This is found in Deuteronomy 18. It speaks of those who practice divination and sorcery. They interpret omens, engage in witchcraft, cast spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, or is an abomination to the Lord, according to what translation you're reading. Reading, that's Deuteronomy 18:10-12. Now that's what God's word says.
My worry would be here that we're talking about people's ability to separate fantasy from reality, and you're saying some people can but other people can't. It sounds to me like you're the one who's not separating fantasy from reality here.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and tell me why you believe that?
Because you're not accepting that what is portrayed in Harry Potter is just fantasy aimed at children.
Harry Potter is a wizard. Wizards exist. Wizards are harmful. Wizards are evil. Wizards are on the road to hell. They are not just something that's fictitious. You're talking about reality here when you're talking about wizards.
Okay, so you believe that Harry Potter is giving the wrong message to our young people?
Absolutely, positively, categorically, without hesitation, yes, yes, yes.
And will have what effect on them?
The wrong kind of spiritual effect upon them. Immorality. People get ensnared, not only in sexual immorality and drugs and drunkenness, but make no mistake about it. Now listen to me, audience, those of you that are listening to Adrian and me at this moment, tune in to what I'm about to say. People get involved in witchcraft and the Ouija boards and things like that. Little do they know that they're opening the door to the occult and demons to come into their life and ruin their life in a special and big-time way. I'm talking mental problems. I'm talking about people seeing demons. I'm talking about all kind of weird, bizarre things going on because they open the wrong doors, such as what witchcraft and the Ouija board and other things like that can open up.
So parents, if they're to be responsible, should resist from allowing their children to become hooked on Harry Potter.
Well, if they're God-fearing, if they believe the Bible, if they are willing to do what is right, I mean, even somebody that doesn't know what the Bible says, they should know. I mean, somebody that's a liar, somebody that's stealing, should not be any kind of role model for their child. The children, when they grow up, they want a role model. They want somebody to pattern their life after. What should I do? Which way should I go? And sad to say, this is being thrown in front of them, not only outside of school, but even in the school system. And sad to say, this wicked thing called witchcraft or Wiccan, whatever you want to call it what you want, it's wrong, it's immoral, it's ungodly, it's detestable, and yet it has been presented in such a way that it's just not so bad. It's harmless fun. It's okay. This is something for children to do. No, folks. No, this is something you need to avoid like the plague. This will damn you. This will ruin your life here and drag you into the eternal fires of hell that Jesus spoke of.
All right, now, Dan, as you can imagine, we have a lot of calls coming in on this, and I'm going to go to them straight after the break, so stay with me. I know you're well able to put up a defense. And we're talking about, well, you've just heard them. Parents, you should not be bringing your kids to Harry Potter. We take your calls when FM 104's phone show continues. You're welcome back. This is Adrian Kennedy live from Dublin. We're talking about Harry Potter. And as you know, the latest Harry Potter movie is a huge success. In the United States, a mother took her local school board to court for basically allowing Harry Potter books to be stocked. We were talking with Dan Corner, who's from an organization called Evangelical Outreach. But his thing is that Harry Potter is encouraging kids in the wrong direction, basically. He thinks it's a very bad influence on children. If I were to ask you in one sentence, Dan, to summarize the effects you believe this Harry Potter craze is having on our young people, what would that be?
All right, one sentence I would probably say, it's detrimental, demonic, vile, wicked, and will drag people to hell.
Okay, that's fairly blunt. You're on FM 104. Or Deborah, sorry, Deborah, how are you?
Hiya.
Now, Deborah, what did you want to say on this?
I just think, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, but he's been ridiculous.
He's been ridiculous?
Yeah, we may as well just, as I said, ban Cinderella, ban Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They've got witch, death mothers, wicked witches, you know, the whole lot. So it's just ridiculous. The children get lost in fantasy. They do realise that it's not real. My children have read the books, they've seen the films.
And they haven't taken out brooms from under the stairs and tried to fly on them, or...?
I was reading it. My children have watched movies all the way back to Matilda and all of those things where, you know, there's a certain amount of magic going on. That was for years my children had stared at the light switch saying, I'm going to make it go on by myself. You know, they do realise it's only a game.
There you go, Dan. Yeah, kids know the difference. They realise you know, that it's, this isn't real.
It's not real, and it is. It's the old-fashioned fighting against good and evil. And, I mean, they do realise that Harry Potter is basically good, rotten upbringing, and he's just trying to make good of what's all that's going on. My children often wish that, you know, messing with, they can I go to Hogwarts Girls because it's fun and it's a great place to be. They do realise that they can't cause evil by wishing something on somebody.
Well, now, there you go, Dan. This is actually highlighting to children the difference between good and evil, and something that just dawned on me. One of the most famous, successful movies of all time from donkey's years ago was The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, let me comment if I could. Deborah thinks because her children seen this that they realize this is all fantasy, it's not reality. But probably what Deborah forgot to tell us is that her children also think that witchcraft is not so bad, that the occult is okay, that this is kind of exciting and thrilling. I mean, after all, to some degree, you can control your future and other people with this.
Teach us that witchcraft is not that bad.
They do realize that witchcraft is that bad, not is bad. But they don't, you know, the majority of decent children who realize the difference, you know, they don't go there. Witchcraft, is, in our sense of the word, in the Harry Potter sense of the word, is not bad. There is religious people out there who are into Wiccans and all sorts of stuff and the Ouija board and all, but that's a different kind of fish. That's the beyond life. That's black stuff. Like, I mean, they do realise. Children aren't taught about Ouija boards and very bad evil and ghosts and poltergeists and all like that. Mine don't deal with that. Harry Potter, to me, is just a fantastic set of books. It's to children. It's great literacy. They read it. They go to the movies. They look forward to it. It's only
In fact, Dan, just on that point, if anything else, do the Harry Potter books particularly not encourage young people to actually read? Isn't it great to see that kids are reading big 700-page books?
But isn't it sad they're reading that and not the Bible or something wholesome? Now, let's get back to Harry Potter for a moment, because unfortunately, Deborah neglected to say that in Harry Potter, Harry, the role model, casts spells. He's a sorcerer. It doesn't matter if she's trying to make a division between Harry Potter and his wizardry and what the Bible has to say about it. It's one and the same. Again, proving the very point that I made earlier in this broadcast, this wicked show, Harry Potter and everything else involved with it, the movies, the books, etc., it downplays, it desensitizes the wickedness, the evil, the vileness of witchcraft. And that's she's a prime example, proving, a case in point, proving the very thing I said when I first spoke.
Well, now, there you go, Deborah.
That's all I can say, Adrian. It's just, we do know the difference. It's just, it's a fantasy. Harry Potter doesn't exist. Can you not realize that? He doesn't exist. He's in a fantasy list.
Well, Deborah, tell me this. Deborah, tell me, please, what's the difference if your children see Harry Potter casting a spell, lying, and doing evil things such as stealing, and reading it somewhere else, getting it somewhere else, especially when Harry Potter's a role model? Don't you think it's going to have an adverse effect upon your children or any children?
No, I don't actually think it'd have an adverse effect on my children, because my children are being brought up to know the difference between good and evil, and that's just, it's a branch of it, that's a film that just releases them, and they know that it's never going to happen, it doesn't exist.
Well, you can't say it won't ever happen. It's happened to other ones. How can you be so sure it won't happen to your children? And why don't you just tell them what the Bible says? Why don't you have no fellowship with the works of darkness, like it says in Ephesians 5, and rather expose them and resist them and train your children the way they should be trained with the truth of God's word and avoid places like that. We're told to abstain from all appearances of evil.
All right, let me go to Tony. You're on FM 104, Tony. How are you?
How are you?
Grand, thank you, Tony. Now, what did you want to say on this?
Well, listening to that reject from Hollywood, with the way he pronounces how he says that the text and Harry Potter books is evil for children, I mean, children's at a very early age are like sponges, and we guide them. It's a fantasy. It's a book to sort of encourage them to sort of see what's right from wrong. I'm not a religious person. But when parents are, and good parents can tell them what's right from wrong, they use examples of that. I mean, the Bible itself is full of misdemeanors and off floors. Like, I mean, he's going to stick up for that little book or the biggest, one of the other biggest selling books, which has no... I mean, can you imagine that book being made into a film? And you having people playing, like... roles like, not say Jesus, because, I mean, he's a mythical person anyway, or when they do what they call miracles. I mean, that is another form of magic, or is it the good word? I mean, the good word from who? We speak the word. How we pronounce it and use it and put into words for other children that we have to educate. We use prime examples and soft ones. I mean, there's no such thing. It's a fantasy. It's a made up. It's a bestseller. People around the world agree that it's a good fighting evil.
Tony, nobody's disputing the fact that it's a fantasy. You said a moment ago in that movie when children would see that, they would see difference between right and wrong, but notice what they're also being subjected to. They're being subjected to that difference between right and wrong with wrong. That wrong, witchcraft, is not so bad as it really is. That's the very point I'm saying. That is what you're missing. And for you to say that Jesus is mythical, buddy, you're way out in left field, so far out in left field, you're not even on a planet anymore, on the road to hell, and you need to repent too.
Hold on a second. Now, me repenting, you're talking to the wrong guy for that one, for starters. As regards to left field and whatever it is, possibly the whatever form of sport you put religion into, you'll never make the playing field yourself. And as regards anything else, when it comes to religion, you've got people in your own country that are very fundamentally flawed as well when they read the good book, that they go off and they go into schools and other people, and they take out what's known as a gun and they shoot people with it in the name of our Lord. So don't tell me about people with fundamental...
Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, Tony, will enter the kingdom of God, but only those that do the will of the Father. Just because somebody says they're a Christian doesn't mean they're a real Christian, right? They're a counterfeit.
You listen to the media, you look at the internet, you read your books. You tell me that the people, what do you do, pray for those people that's after going out and causing wrong and saying that they're going to change things? And if you go back, without divulging from the Harry book in a sense, because there's no, I mean, all right, you're on your own there talking and you're in a very popular radio station trying to defend a book that worldwide renowned. It has the sales, it has the backing of all countries and different...
But you see, Tony, this is his concern, that it has become so phenomenally successful, he feels that it is phenomenally successful at the expense of morality, I suppose.
Adrian, they made books out of the they made films out of the book, like the Christ and the, can you imagine people going and sitting down eating popcorn and waiting for the big bit to happen? I mean, there's no stars, no roles. I mean, you go.
So, Tony, do you believe that popularity would win then, because it's worldwide popular? That therefore it is okay, that it's fine, it's not bad. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you think?
No, like what I'm saying, evil is in every form, it has its different forms. And how you perceive evil, it's a human form, it's a human habit, it's a human nature. We know what's right and wrong.
Okay, but in that movie, there is no right, there is no wrong, there are no absolutes. And people are being subjected to something that is absolutely destructive to them. It's going to ruin their life here and ruin their life in eternity. This is very serious.
Dan, sorry, I have to stop now. Take a breath. Dan, in when it comes to talking to people, when you see a bad person portrayed in a film, they make it that bad person to put the focus, to centralize that character, to fight that.
But Harry's the good guy, and he's really the bad person. Harry Potter is a witch. He's a wizard. He's a sorcerer. He's ungodly. He's vile. He's evil. He's doing things that's detestable to God Almighty. He's not a good person. He's a wicked person.
When people like that, Dan, I mean, you asked straight. You really are playing off field, as you put it in your own words. You're not even. You can't even talk to the people that civilize in this country when it comes to talking about what a book is and what a good book is. I mean, the good book is a thing you sit down and you use your imagination. I mean, you use it in such a way that you can sort of familiarize things and you can forget about what's happening around here. And there's a lot of bad things happening around this place that a good book makes you feel good.
Okay, let me put another point. I know you mentioned when you rang in, Tony, and a lot of people texting in have mentioned this, Dan, and that is, was there not forms of witchcraft or wizardry or whatever in the Bible itself, like turning water into wine and parting the seas and all that?
Now, more like parting the hair. I mean, if they had it. There's no one parting the seas. There was a program on...
I'm asking Dan that question. Go on, Dan.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Adrian. I really appreciate that. That was not witchcraft. There's no doubt about it that witchcraft has some miracles, it has some signs, and it can, on occasions, as we would read in Exodus chapter 7, sometimes through sorcery and witchcraft, some of the miracles of God can be duplicated. I'm talking astounding miracles of God, which proves there's more than one source of power and miracles. That's very important for people to know. In a day like this, especially with the popularity of the magical arts, people think just because there's power, it's good, it's something they want. No, no, folks. You better get your power in accord with what the Bible says, because if you stray off, as Harry Potter will have you stray off, you're going to get yourself ensnared and find yourself in a lake of fire in the end unless you repent and get your life right.
All right, we've lots of calls coming in on this, but I need to take another very quick break. This is Adrian Kennedy with FM 104's phone show, live and exclusive to this radio station, and a lot of people getting very vexed by this. This guy and a lot of people believe that the whole Harry Potter phenomenon is bad news for our kids. It's teaching them the wrong things. It's telling them that witchcraft is okay. What do you think? Welcome back. This is FM 104's phone show with Adrian Kennedy, Dublin's number one late night radio program. We're talking about the Harry Potter movies, and as you know, they are monstrously successful. The most successful series of books and movies of all time. Yet, some people believe that despite the fantasy behind Harry Potter, despite the make-believe world and blah-de-blah-de-blah, it's encouraging kids in the wrong direction. I've been talking with Dan Corner from Evangelical Outreach. You can look him up on the net. And David, you agree with what Dan is saying to some extent, do you?
I do, yeah, to some extent. The way I agree with him is that he looks at it as in it's true and kids are going to really get into that sort of thing. And I have a kid now myself. He's six and he's Harry Potter crazy. And basically, he thinks that Harry Potter is real. And the way he thinks he's real is that he's out there. He's seeing David Blaine on the TV. And he thinks that David Blaine, if he has it, that Harry Potter all of a sudden is out there somewhere and someone's following him with a camera. And I'd be very religious on myself. I go to Sunday Mass and I bring the kids with me. And when he hears the stories about Jesus changing bread into wine, as you already brought it this point before I rang you, that he thinks that Jesus was also a wizard or some sort of, you know...
Magician or whatever.
Magician or whatever. So I agree with him to an extent that kids do take it on board pretty seriously. Well, my kid does. I'm not saying that every kid. Well, maybe kids think it's fake or fiction or whatever. But it can get pretty serious if it does get out of hand.
And that's obviously one of your concerns, Dan, is that some kids do take it seriously.
I don't want to get into too serious.
No, I understand that. Are you still there, Dan?
I am here. Very important point I'm about to make. Just because Jesus changed the water into wine and did other miracles, there is no way, shape, or form that anybody rationally can accurately compare what he did with the things that go on in witchcraft and in Harry Potter. There's no connection whatsoever.
Well, obviously, when you're a kid of your own, you have a kid's mind, you think like a child, and you do want this to be real, would you not?
Oh, that's absolutely true. But the point is this. What the man is doing and how it affects children is going to have an adverse spiritual effect. Remember now, witchcraft is a religion. Harry Potter is promoting a religion, a horrible, detestable religion. It's a religious belief. If you profess to be a Christian, whatever that particular sect is, whatever denomination, it's supposed to line up with the Bible and therefore stand opposed to witchcraft, which Harry Potter promotes.
Personally, I do think you're Bible bashing now a bit, because if I say over the air, the Guardian Leviosa or whatever they say, nothing's going to happen. In a way, it's not true, it's not real, and I know it's not real. I can keep my child.
But you know it's not real, but your child doesn't. You said before he thinks Harry Potter is real. And you see, that's the problem. To them, Harry Potter is a role model, and he's a wizard. He's not a good role model. He will adversely affect your children, spark an interest in the occult. Maybe not when he's 7, maybe not when he's 10, but maybe when he's 14 or 18 if he lives that long. But the point is this. This is not good. This is not something that children should be exposed to, especially at that very young and impressionable age that they're in, teen and preteen. This is the target of Harry Potter. This is horrible. This is a horrible mess. And it's just like what the Bible says. Wickedness will increase, and Harry Potter has helped to increase wickedness.
Dan, your big fear is that this can lead to an increased interest in witchcraft and the occult.
And it already has. There's no question that it has already occurred. It's not just something imaginary, an imaginary fear and concern I have. This has already occurred.
All right, let me go to Tom. You're on FM 104. How are you, Tom?
Hey, Adrian.
Yes, Tom.
Dan, is that his name?
His name is Dan, yep.
Yeah, he amuses me a lot. He angers me a little bit. But he kind of, he amuses me more than he angers me. Because, you know, Jesus resurrected a guy from the dead. There's no such thing as that in Harry Potter. In fact, in Harry Potter, it's mentioned that there's no spell to bring the dead back to life. So you could compare Jesus to, like, a super wizard.
That's absolute nonsense, absolutely, positively, so ludicrous to say something like that. The judge of the living dead will be the Lord Jesus Christ, and people that will end up in the lake of fire will be, at least in part, people that practice the magic arts. So please, don't try to say that Jesus is a wizard, that Jesus was involved in magic. This is not true. You're presenting an image of the Lord Jesus which is not accurate. Go by what the Bible says. Just because Jesus rose somebody from the dead has nothing to do with him being in any way, shape, or form involved in wickedness and sin. The Bible says Jesus was sinless. Had he been involved with that, he could not have been sinless.
Dan. Sorry, I'm actually forgetting what I'm going to say. It doesn't matter, like, Harry Potter gets his magic from, like, his wand and whatever other sorts of energy there is. Jesus, if okay, let's go on the assumption that he is a wizard. Just bear with me for a second, okay? He gets his powers from God. It's kind of the same thing. Both of them are using a power that is beyond the physical world to affect the physical world.
But that doesn't mean the source of power is the same source. The devil can't perform miracles. In Revelation 16:14, demons can't perform miracles. At the very end of this age, the Antichrist, when he finally comes on the scene, the man of sin, he's called in Thessalonians, there are going to be all kind of miracles and signs and things taking place. People got to know that just because there's some kind of sign and wonder, or maybe a vision, whatever the case might be, this doesn't necessarily mean it's from God. The devil can do things like that to deceive people. And young little children, young little kids that really don't know which way to turn, their mom and dad may be out of, well, it's popular. Let's take him down to the movie and let him see this Harry Potter thing and read the books, etc. It's okay. It looks clean. It looks innocent. That is sparking an interest in something that's bad and will destroy his life here and end him up in hell in the end, according to what the Bible says, Revelation 21:8. Please read it for yourself.
I mean, it sounds a little bit over the top to be saying that to become a Harry Potter fanatic is going to condemn you to hell.
Well, I don't know why you would say that, Adrian, if you believe Revelation 21:8, but the cowardly, unbelieving, vile murderers, the sexually immoral, those that practice the magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. How do you understand that?
Andy, you're on FM 104. How are you, Andy?
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Andy, you're a big Harry Potter fan.
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, and now, I just find everything he's saying absolutely...
Well, according to what Dan is saying, being a huge Harry Potter fan could condemn you to the lake of fire.
Here I go. Like, I mean, this is ridiculous. I have 2 points to make with Dan, first of all. Hi, Dan.
Now, Adrian, why did you misrepresent me? Why did you do that? I didn't say being a Harry Potter fan. I said witchcraft. I'm saying witchcraft is promoted by Harry Potter, and witchcraft will drag a person to hell. just watching him in itself, if you're able to handle it as an adult, won't necessarily damn your soul. It's okay, in my opinion, if somebody out of an apologetic, a Christian apologetic attitude going into this, knowing it's wicked, it's vile, it's wrong, and it needs to be exposed and refuted, to go and see that movie or to read a book, that would be okay. But if you go there with an open mind, just to be entertained or whatever the case might be, folks, this is bad news. This is going to hurt you, not help you. It's not going to help your loved ones who you love, those little children of yours. They're actually being hurt. You need to tell them what the Bible says about witchcraft. If you have already done that, mothers and fathers, listen to me. Pull out the Bible and tell them what the Bible says.
Go on, Andy.
A person opening a Harry Potter book or a person going to the cinema to see a movie, to be entertained, to be whisked away from life for an hour and a half, whatever it is, does not have to be apologetic. And you said earlier that in the books, Harry Potter lies, he steals, he seeks vengeance. There is none of that from Harry in any of the books. And I've read all the books about 8 times. And you can, I'll sit down and go through the books with you, and I defy you to point out stealing, lying, or vengeance.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What about witchcraft? Is witchcraft the most glaring wickedness of the whole thing? Is that promoted in any way, shape, or form? Is it glamorized? Is it packaged in such a way that the children will think, hey, this is fun. This is okay. This is not nearly as bad as how the Bible portrays it.
Dan, you have to think about this as a metaphor. Witchcraft in Harry Potter is a metaphor for power. Each of us is given some form of power, however little or big or whatever, in our lives. It is how we use that power that depends on who we are, whether we are a good person or a bad person. Harry is a good wizard, therefore he...
Harry is a vile, evil child of the devil.
Power, that is beside the point. He uses that power for good. Voldemort, who's the evil wizard...
How can he use it for good? Now listen, answer this question, please. How can he use it for good if he himself, by what he's doing, is going to promote something that's evil, namely witchcraft?
It is not promoting witchcraft. J.K. Rowling, when she...
He's practicing witchcraft. How can you say he's not? Of course he's promoting witchcraft to quote-unquote do good. Now, come on.
Dan, just listen to me. J.K. Rowling, when she sat in that train carriage that day, saw that boy with the glasses and thought up of Harry Potter. She did not say, how can I spread the word of evil? How can I spread the word of wicked in the world? She didn't. She said, I'm going to write a nice story. She didn't expect it to go anywhere, but maybe it'll entertain my children. That is it.
One-third of the contents of Joanna Kathleen Rowling's books and her material came from occultic sources, from Druid and the Wiccan and pagan sources out there, and there have been actual witches, real witches, that have said this is accurate to witchcraft. So please, don't try to portray her, the author, in some other light. This is a woman that is actually promoting witchcraft through this fictitious person called Harry Potter that all the young children around the world know. It's been translated, the books have been translated into 47 different languages.
You're not going to get in here. Zara, you're on FM 104. Hi, Zara.
Hi.
Now, you're 15.
16.
Oh, 16, and a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
But your point is that you've absolutely no interest in witchcraft whatsoever.
No.
And it hasn't given you an interest in witchcraft.
No. No.
Tell me, Sarah, do you think witchcraft is not so bad, or do you believe it's a wicked abomination like the Bible says?
I don't believe in it at all.
Okay, but do you think witchcraft is not so bad or a wicked abomination?
But it can't be either if it doesn't exist. My mother taught me that...
You're saying it can't exist. I don't understand how you could say that. The Bible says it does. It's very clearly taught all through the entire Bible in a wicked way. Most definitely does exist, and Harry Potter is actually spreading that, even though you might deny it, even though you might be a fan of his. You might like what you read. You might have liked what you've seen. But it doesn't change the fact that this is real. Witchcraft does exist. There are demons, and demons are actually behind the things that occur in witchcraft.
Even if I thought it was real, which I don't, I'm not going to go out and wave a magic wand around and think I can go and do things just because I read it in a book.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. That's wonderful. But why don't you go ahead and just have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness and avoid all appearances of evil. Now, somebody might say, well, what's evil? Well, you're certainly not going to find out unless you go to the source, and the source is the one that created this entire universe. He gave us a book called the Holy Bible, and in that book, witchcraft, wizardry, sorcery, divination, and the other things shown, like casting spells in Harry Potter is flatly condemned. It's an abomination. It's detestable to God. And things like that will hurt a person spiritually. Young lady, your most precious, valuable possession is your soul. And by messing around with this kind of stuff and looking at it in that light and your attitude about all this, you're hurting yourself in the worst possible way.
She has already said quite clearly, as a young 16-year-old woman, that she has no interest in witchcraft or the occult as a result of being a fan of Harry Potter.
And she also said that it's not that bad and it really doesn't exist. Witchcraft doesn't exist. And she needs to be corrected on that. She says she has no interest in witchcraft. How do you know she won't say something? In fact, she's already said it over the air. She already said to people was a fan of Harry Potter. She has no interest in it. Number one, how do we know she really doesn't? Maybe she thinks she doesn't and she really does. Number two, maybe she's lying. But number three, make no mistake about it. This is fact. Because Harry Potter is so popular, and at the same point in time that it became popular, witchcraft has spread. It has increased all over the world. Fact. Now, that's a fact. Regardless what people like or not, that is reality.
Harry Potter, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She was a witch, wasn't she? Shane, you're on FM 104. How are you, Shane?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Very quickly, Shane. I'm rapidly running out of time here.
No problem. Dan is the chap's name, is it?
Dan, yes.
Okay, Dan. I'd just like to say something and ask not to speak over me while I'm saying it, because I've noticed every time someone tries to speak, when you hear something you don't like, you talk over them. So just let me speak. You're saying that Harry Potter and witchcraft and all is evil. I think you need to take a chill biscuit. Seriously, okay? First of all, I respect your right to believe in what you believe. Do you respect my right to not believe in what you push?
Of course, you have a right to believe whatever you want, but that doesn't mean that you are just as correct as what I am believing. I draw my beliefs from the Bible, which is the proven word of God and final authority in all matters, especially spiritual, and that's not where you're coming from. You're not going to back up what you're saying with the authority of the Bible. You're going contrary to the Bible.